Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, new beginnings in life and career. As I made my bed this morning, I heard these words. He rescued me because he delighted in me. God reminds us that he delights in us. Think about it. The Creator God. Almighty God delights in you and me. King David, the greatest king, shares his experience with us in his account of God. I love you, O Lord, my strength. He shares, I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise. He saved me from my enemies. Psalm 18, verse 3. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears, he states in Psalm 18, verse 6. Remembering and being thankful for what we have today is the best way to position ourselves for God's best for tomorrow. Our faith and confidence grow as we recall his victories in our lives. I recall many times God rescuing me. In 1998, I decided to trust God in a new assignment, even though I was fearful. March 23, 2004, May 12, 2006, March 23, 2007, August 1, 2007, March 23, 2022, April 1, 2013, January 10, 2024 are dates of victories from God. These dates are testimonies and reminders of God's faithfulness in my life and career. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me on the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Psalm 18, verses 16 through 19. King David writes, the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, the cleanness of my hands in his sight. David's recalling of past victories empowered him to envision and believe in God for more incredible things in his future, and so can we. You and I can boldly proclaim, yes, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop and scale a wall with my God. Psalm 18, verses 28 through 29. How can we experience victory like King David? By faith in God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Believing God exists is the beginning, my friend. God wants a personal, dynamic relationship with us that transforms our lives and careers. We are rewarded with his presence, power, and provision for everything when we seek him. How? Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who searches finds. Everyone who knocks will have the door opened, states Jesus, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. Would you desire this to be your best year, my friend? Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 2. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.